Today in Los Angeles, Mayor James Hahn unveiled a plan to deal with the resurgence of gang violence. He wants more jobs, more youth programs, and more police on the street. There were 63 gang-related murders in the city in the first 2 months of this year. That's triple the number for the same period 2 years ago. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on the sudden rise in gang homicides in L.A.
David Alvarado is one of the latest casualties. The 20-year-old was known in his Boyle Heights neighborhood as Oso, Spanish for bear. Sometimes his friends in the Clover Gang called him Oso Fabulous. 2 weeks ago, he went to an underground hip-hop club in South Central L.A. There were people from lots of neighborhoods there that night, some with weapons, others with camcorders that caught the scene on videotape. A fight broke out between rivals. Oso stepped in to help break it up.
He gets shot in the head, in the chest, in the stomach, and his hand, trying to block one of the bullets and stuff.
Alvarado's brother, Leonard, says he always worried that David would get killed this way. At 30 years old, Leonard Alvarado is considered an OG, an original gangster, a veteran of the streets.
And now in L.A., you know, being in the streets, it's like being in death row. You know, you got a little bunch of knuckleheads out there in the streets right now that don't got nothing else to do than by gangbanging. You know, there's no jobs out there. You're just going to be out there in the street wasting your time, and your mind just going to be running and running, you know, till you go pick up a strap and smoke somebody.
Alvarado is talking from his front porch in Boyle Heights within the Hollenbeck Police Precinct that's now considered one of the city's deadliest neighborhoods. There have been 18 gang-related homicides so far this year. The 77th Division in South Central L.A. is even worse, police say, with 40 gang killings since January.
The level of violence that is perpetrated out there is astounding.
Janet Moore heads the county DA's hardcore gang division. She says a new generation of gang members is using more sophisticated deadly weapons, such as Uzis and armor-piercing bullets.
We are seeing more face-to-face gang crime. I mean, certainly there's the classic drive-by, but more and more gang members are riding up on bicycles, if you can believe it, and then committing their assaults, or walking up to someone so that there's a much more personal contact.
Moore notes that L.A. has been through all this before, particularly in the early 1990s, before officials declared a war on gangs and began serving up stiff prison sentences. Things got so bad back then that some rival gang leaders signed truces that called for ceasefires. Alex Sanchez is a former gang member who now works with a gang intervention group called Homies Unidos. He says those truces are now unraveling as new gang members vie for control of the streets.
The leadership of the different gangs actually sat down on tables and put all those grudges aside for some time. Well, we saw a lack of interest by the law enforcement and by other people that had the funds to invest in these communities where the youth had decided to kind of put the weapons away.
Others blame the resurgence of violence on internal problems within the L.A. Police Department, including corrupt gang unit officers from the Rampart Division. After the Rampart scandal, the LAPD disbanded its gang patrols, and they're slowly reorganizing. Captain Rick Webb says violent gang members may have seen this as an opening for more street activity.
I think they were somewhat emboldened by the Rampart situation, but for the most part, a lot of the hardcore gangsters are getting out of prison, and they're teaching these little kids to do drive-bys and walk-bys and drive-ups and whatever else they call them.
At the same time, the L.A. Police Department is suffering from low morale and 1,100 unfilled jobs. Recruiting new officers has been difficult. And while having more police on the streets is certainly not the only solution, even some gang members say it might help. On Avenue 20 in Lincoln Heights, Leonard Alvarado, his brother Rafael, and guys from the neighborhood are hanging out at the spot where their friend Pee-wee was recently gunned down. They're nervous tonight. Every time a car drives by, they duck. 18-year-old Jokey, that's his nickname, advises, never put your back to the street.
Just gotta be careful when you're out here, you know?
What could happen out here?
You get shot.
Rafael Alvarado says he doesn't see much hope for changing the gang life that killed his little brother David.
To be honest with you, there's never gonna be an end. There's always different generations after generations. How many years has it been, you know? But one thing, you know, by having cops around, don't make people think twice about going out there, you know?
Standing next to flowers marking where Pee-wee was killed, Alvarado says something's got to give. He and his friends are tired of going to the cemetery. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.